first of all, the Rio experience, what did you get out of it as a coach?
Oh, look, you got the best teams in the world playing, and you know, you take a little bit away from every team. You know, Spain just use the ball so well, Serbia are tough, USA team are just athletic, so you know, you take snippets from everywhere and try to mesh it into the Wildcats this year.
Damo is at training, which a few days after arriving back, was that his decision or did you tell him to get back into it?
Oh no, he's pretty light on. We'll get him back on court next week. He just stay around the boys and get our five on zip, but yeah, we'll keep him fresh. He's had a long campaign. He's been going since July, so I'd give him a little bit of rest before baby comes aboard, so he'll be right next week.
Does he need a bit of a holiday as well or a break away from the team at some stage?
I think that just getting back here is a little bit of a mental break anyway, but yeah, we still want to keep him fresh for October and especially February, March.
Do you have paternity leave?
Yeah. No, not for professional sportsmen, but yeah, look, hopefully everything goes smooth and, you know, that birth will happen sooner than later.
So did you learn much in the Rio experience this time round? Is there much that you can bring back for the Cats?
Yeah, there's a lot. We've got to keep them up the sleeve, obviously, for the season. But just being around the best basketballers, the best coaches over there, and they really highlight their strengths and cover their weaknesses really well. And I was making sure that I was on the good teams and the antennas are up, ready to pinch some things and bring them back to the Wildcats this year.
You get a decent scout on what Lemanis likes to do then, going to against his team?
Yeah, I think we share playbooks a fair bit. You know, obviously, being in the Boomers program for 3 years, it's very comfortable. But also, they got Tommy and got Dollar, so we kind of know their personnel.
Trev, do you how is the Boomers job and where is it panning out? And do you put your hand up if Andre, is he officially walked away or is it still up in the air as to what?
I would assume that Andre will be coaching again, but no, I won't be putting my hand up, no.
So you think he will coach on?
I'll be surprised if he doesn't. He did a great job and I think he deserves another term.
Now the three imports, is that a different management sort of thing for you now? You haven't really had that before, have you?
No, it's first time in the league, especially while I've been here anyway, so it's getting Jameel and Jaron really acclimatised to our team culture, and we got Casey coming in next week. So we've still got a few out with Damo out and Jared Kenny's injured and Greg Hire's injured. So we're a little bit light on with the guards, but hopefully we'll get them back on the court real soon.
What changes does it make to your systems? A player like Jameel is obviously a very different player to who Nate was in the centre position. Does it make you a little bit more flexible on the attacking end? Or?
Oh, without question. You've got a 7'4" wingspan, so that suits us full court pressure. He can get up there and deflect, and got Damo up there, and Jaron and Casey on the wing. So we really want to be a fast-paced team. We want to use our aggressive. We know our defence is our DNA, and we want to be better at it next year.
Do you have to change as a coach a little bit, like with these more athletic blokes? Do you have to change your style of coaching or the offences that you have been running in the past?
Yeah, definitely. We'll have to play to a little bit more strength. Certainly, we've got some athletes there. We want to use their strength in there, and it's we've got to open up the lanes and get them a chance to get to the basket and finish above the rim. So we've got to tinker with a fair few things, and hopefully I've pinched a couple of good plays from the Olympics that we can put into the team.
Is it important to, with three imports, that Casey comes back that knows the system, so you're not trying to blood three new blokes into a new culture?
Yeah, and that was a big point that we wanted to make, emphasise. The turnover that we had, a couple of them were out of our control, a couple of them that we made the decision on, and we certainly want to keep. That's been the strength of the Wildcats for a number of years, having that nucleus and that core of players and having the support team around it. So we don't want to do wholesale changes, and hopefully we've got the personnel that can gel real quick.
The look that you guys are going to have, was it the plan to get those kind of players in the off-season, or was that just how the cards sort of fell?
No, it was we wanted to get more athletic. You know, we obviously were pretty good defensively last year with Damo and Casey, and we wanted to add a little bit there with the shot blocking and getting up and down the lane. So we've ticked that box as a scouting part. Now we've got to tick the box when they all on court together and get the chemistry and synergy together.
Obviously, you're away for a bit of it, but Angus is, looks like he's really impressed early. What have you heard of what the work he's done so far?
Yeah, he's a really hard worker. I've actually known him a couple of years ago before he went to the Kings, and I thought he would turn this league upside down with his strength. So he's probably had a couple of lean years at the Kings, and the ceiling's real high with him, and we hope he can show his talents on the Wildcats.
Can he play together with Matt then, and could that be a pretty fearsome combination?
Yeah, we hope so. We've got the muscle there, and that's why we got Angus and Matt with the bulk and do the hard work, and Jamil the shot blocker. So that's the theory, and see if we can put it into practice.
Already some of his passing in the post and stuff, some of the things, we didn't really see it at Sydney. What's the key to unlocking that?
Well, I don't know. You might have to watch practice a little bit. Well, we give him the ball. You know, we like playing through the post. Last year we did it with Nate, and we want to be active off the ball, and he's doing a great job so far.
Well, some of the boys have to get used to maybe not starting and we have more of a flexible setup, so they have to understand that they're not out of the starting five. It's just that's how the system is now.
Yeah, it's we have the last 3 years anyway. It's not the best five guys who'll start. It's the five who play best together. And you've seen me actually take the whole five off one time. And it's just whoever fits well together. It's the chemistry on court. It's the working together. So that's why I can't really wait for us to all get on court to see where we are at. And look, who knows? I don't know who's going to start on Thursday night in our first game. So we'll just see how it pans out.
There's a lot of money being thrown around in this league. One, is that a good thing? And two, what does it make for this competition? It's going to be tougher than ever to win the championship.
Yeah, well, you look at Brisbane coming in, you know, new team. You've got Sydney revamped and Melbourne still doing what Melbourne do. And it's, you know, we'll worry about ourselves. We can't worry about too much what other teams are doing. But there's certainly a lot of talent come back in the NBL this year again. Last year was a big increase. This year it's coming again. So, you know, it's going to be a great season and really can't wait for it.
What about Gazy? What do you think he adds? And what was it like in Rio with him? You started the mind games or something? Were you pinching each other's ideas?
I didn't see him that much. You'd probably hear him from commentating down on the court. But, look, we were really in a cocoon with the Boomers and worried about what we're doing. So I wasn't too much worried about outside.
Do you think he'll add a lot to the NBL?
Yeah, he's got one of the best players ever to put the jersey on for the Boomers and in the NBL. I don't know how many MVPs he won, about seven, I think it is. But, you know, his first year as head coach, so we'll see how he goes with that and cops a little abuse from the audience. But that's all part and parcel. But he's a wealth of knowledge, and Sydney are going to be tough this year.
Did you learn much from, like, the Bogarts and Dellavedovas in terms of preparation that you can pass on to these guys?
Yeah, it's probably Damo a little bit more with their first-class, you know, athletes. They take care of their body. They make sure they're ready to peak at the right time, and the rest is a big part. And when you're hanging around them, you can't help but be a professional and fall in line. And, you know, they're two of the smartest minds in basketball court, Bogut and Dellavedova. They're very, very smart. They're like coaches on the court. So hopefully Damo can be our coach on the court this year. We head up to Rockhampton, so the first time the groups get together, there'll be a lot of bumps along the way, but we're a little bit light on with our guards, but we'll certainly get some cobwebs out of the way and hopefully a good result.